Syria.
We're here for humanity. With your support, the Red Cross has helped millions of people in the UK and 190 other countries. Search British Red Cross to support us. Together, we are the world's emergency responders.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. President Trump says he will double tariffs on steel and aluminium imports to 50%. He's made the announcement even though his administration is currently appealing against a legal block on the levies, but the political commentator Matthew Shoemaker believes Donald Trump could do things differently.
The Constitution explicitly gives Congress tariff authorities. If Trump wants to continuously ignore them, he's going to find himself in the exact same spot that he is in right now, which is it's going to go through the courts and he's going to be banging his head against the wall if and when he ever gets the result that he wants.
Environmental activists are warning this weekend's ban on disposable vapes may not be enough to end the waste crisis they're causing. They say new replacement devices, which can be used again, may still be so cheap people will just buy new ones. A man's been arrested after a Greater Manchester police sergeant was injured during an alleged hit and run. It's thought his legs were crushed between two vehicles in Rush Home in Manchester on Friday evening. The Defence Secretary has announced £1.5 billion of extra investment in military homes over the next 5 years as part of the government's strategic defence review. It's believed the money will be used on urgent work, including tackling damp and boiler repairs. And the actress Loretta Swit, who played Hot Lips in the TV series MASH, has died at the age of 87. The sitcom aired for 11 years until 1983. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Welcome to you. I'm Sam Pittis. It's Saturday morning, the whole weekend ahead of us. Anything nice planned? Big plans? Off to see friends? Maybe a list of DIY to do? Or no plans at all? Settle in with the music.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM. This is Classic FM.
Two pieces side by side. The Watermill by Ronald Binge was played by Ruth Scott, and the New London Orchestra with Ronald Corp conducting. And that was Ryuichi Sakamoto playing his own work, Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, from the film he starred in with David Bowie. Welcome to you. I'm Sam Pittis, 11 minutes past five, with a Dawn Chorus by Puccini to come. Speaking of the silver and smaller screens, did you see this week that they have announced the new cast, well, at least the children anyway, for the new television series of Harry Potter? Also, they have just revealed that they've started filming already on an island just off Brittany. It's thought the Harry Potter TV series will premiere next year, which is almost 30 years from when the first book was published. I tell you what, time flies when you're etc., etc. Speaking of works inspired by literary hits, this next work inspired by a poem, and this is the music of Debussy.
Thank you.
the music of Debussy to welcome the day. Prelude à l'après Midenfon, performed by the Cleveland Orchestra. Pierre Boulez was conducting on Classic FM. If you've just woken up, welcome to Saturday morning. All sorts of great pieces to come to start the day. And right now, our official start, our Dawn Chorus, courtesy of Puccini.
This is Classic FM.
An opera double bill to start your morning. From Verdi's La Traviata, we heard the prelude to Act One, the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Claudio Abbado. And the humming chorus from Madame Butterfly by Puccini was our Dawn Chorus, the Orchestra de Paris and the Chorus of Radio France, conducted by James Conlon. On Classic FM, you may know the story that Verdi, as an opera composer, was not particularly keen on the final grand choral moment in Beethoven's choral Ninth Symphony. He admired the first three movements and said they were wonderful, but said as it came to the choral work, it was very badly set, which is not a view shared by many, but then, hey, Verdi knew. We turn to Beethoven next, and this is one of his own personal favourite symphonies, his Symphony No. 8.
Thank you.
The third movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 8, his little symphony in F, as he called it. The Chamber Orchestra of Europe, Nicolaus Arnoncourt directing. Welcome to you. I'm Sam Pittis, very much enjoying sharing music with you on Classic FM. Scientists have released pictures of what they say is the reconstructed face of Beethoven. They've used his skull to sort of map it out using AI technology. I'd say it looks somewhere between John Suchet and a Bond villain. You can see it at classicfm.com. They did something similar with Mozart, actually, not long ago. You can see that there if you want to take a look. And in a moment, we'll hear from Mozart himself on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Hey, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good Deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
April 30th, 1980. Armed gunmen burst into the Iranian embassy in London, taking 26 people hostage. A tense six-day siege ensues. And millions gather around their TV sets to witness history's longest newsflash. In his new book, The Siege, Ben McIntyre tells this dramatic story in full for the first time. This is the story of what really happened on those fateful 6 days. The Siege. Available now in paperback from Waterstones.
How do you grow a perfectly sweet strawberry? Well, it takes more than just soil and water, but time, care, and the best conditions to flourish. At Tesco, we keep every strawberry warm during the day and cold during the night to ensure they develop the sweetest flavour. It may seem like a little thing, but to us, it's everything. Now, if you don't mind, the strawberries are sleeping. Tesco, every little helps.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
I love that recording. Nicola Benedetti and the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, Kirill Karabits conducting that version of Marietta's Lied by Eric Wolfgang Korngold. And the Budapest Festival Orchestra, conducted by Ivan Fischer, played the third movement of Brahms' Symphony No. 3. A bit of sunshine around for parts of the UK today. Maybe a chance to get out in the garden. The odd gardening tip and some great music with Alan Titchmarsh. He's back with you as ever from 4 this Saturday afternoon on Classic FM. But as promised, here's Mozart.
Thank you.
Sarah Willis and the Havana Lyceum Orchestra, José Antonio Méndez Padrón, was conducting the opening movement of Mozart's Horn Concerto No. 3. Our Saturday smile to come after the Serenity of Saint-Saëns' Swan. All the S's on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
Do you love reading? Then Readly is the perfect app for you. Get unlimited access to 8,000 magazines and newspapers all in one app. From Time magazine to The Guardian, from New Scientist to Ideal Home. Discover meaningful reading this year with Readly. Sign up online now and enjoy your free trial. Read more of what you love with Readly. Renews automatically at $12.99 a month. Cancel anytime.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. Discovering amazing destinations like Ibiza, Lanzarote, and Crete. And relaxing in the sun with award-winning VIP service from the Which? Travel Brand of the Year 2024. So, book now from your nearest airport with Jet 2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Aptronut or protected, subject to availability and conditions.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity, we actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock. Donald Trump has announced that he will double steel and aluminium import tariffs to 50%. The new levies will take effect from Wednesday. The announcement comes a day after the US president won a temporary reprieve against the order to block his trade tariffs. Speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania, Mr. Trump said the move will reduce US reliance on China.
A 25% increase. We're going to bring it from 25% to 50%, the tariffs on steel into the United States of America, which will even further secure the steel industry in the United States. Nobody's going to get around that.
Separately, Mr. Trump has praised Elon Musk at a press conference marking the billionaire's departure from the US government. The president says the tech entrepreneur had led one of the most consequential reform programs in generations. Speaking in the Oval Office, Mr. Musk says the work of his controversial cost-cutting department will continue.
This is not the end of Doge, but really the beginning. My time as a special government employee necessarily